Some of the artists that really caught me, they're all over the place. So, you know, your Cat Stevens and your Indigo Girls, and then also Zeppelin. And the George Michael Listen Without Prejudice album was huge for me. But I really got aggressive with guitar was when Siamese Dream came out.
Smashing Pumpkins, for those of you not yes. familiar with that seminal 1993 album.
I just started learning every song on that album, and then the B-sides album, and then I went back to Gish and learned all those songs. It became kind of a joke where, like, someone would mention Smashing Pumpkins and they say, oh, how is Toby? You know? And at the time, I was so offended, but now I get it.
Right.
Because I was obsessed. And then I came across Sunny Day Real Estate.
A seminal emo band of that's the genre they're usually fitted into.
Yeah, so I was a freshman in college and my roommate Derek had Diary. I put that album in with the little Fisher Price characters on the cover. I was just so blown away, especially when I heard In Circles. I just, like, I had never heard anything like that in my life before. Oh, and then Elliot Smith probably hit me as hard as Sunny Day Real Estate.
I'm not as strong when there's nothing wrong. I'm not as strong when there's nothing wrong.
Bands are really no longer fitting into one box of one genre, and you can really hear that when you listen to one of your songs. It feels like several at once. Can you, I guess, just talk about developing that kaleidoscopic sensibility?
It's not a failure of commitment. I have different influences, and I've, you know, written hundreds of songs. The ones that I can't forget, the ones that I keep polishing and developing. So looking at the six tracks on the EP, Ride is very much a mixture of traditional folk Cat Stevens with a little bit of Death Cab. Avec Muscles is entirely shoegaze, the combination of Joy Division mixed with Hum. And then the third song, talking about Refuge, is totally Interpol, Franz Ferdinand, Two Door Cinema Club. The fourth song, Fine Days, is entirely Jeremy Emick from Sunny Day Real Estate. I was selling books door to door when I wrote that song in my head after listening to Return of the Frog Queen every day. And then the fifth song, Aha, is a little bit Neutral Milk Hotel, like a protest folk song. You didn't ask for this, but we're on the sixth song now. So
yes.
By Now is, it's like the band's favorite, like that one. It's like, you know, the people who listen to the entire Sunny Day Real Estate collection for the music or a Tool album, or I Have to Drive in Sparta. That's going to be the musician's song, I hope.
And away we go.
Yeah, so I never got stuck to one genre. You know, there was a time when everything I wrote was the soft, the loud rock.
The Pixies thing, yeah.
Yeah. And then there was a time when I did nothing but folk. Then there's the stuff that happens as a result of jamming, which is where the shoegaze seems to just naturally occur when I have a melodic bass player and I can turn on the delay. So this album is really like the best of the best. No pressure.
Yeah.
But
arrangement-wise, what really sticks out to me, they all seem to be built around a prominent riff and some kind of a groove. This, the guitar sounds beautiful. It does sound, seem like it is starting from kind of a place of minimalism and then going bigger. Talk about that arrangement style and that guitar, man.
You know, I'm not the only guitarist on the album, so I definitely have to give props to Dan Clark. He's known extremely well in Michigan, Southeast Michigan, and from his individual contributions, filling out songs and making the songs, to him doubling what's already going on, he's invaluable, along with the other band members, Dave Jackowitz on drums, who's also has his other project, Weeknight Motion, and then Drew Borowski, who's on bass, and he also shares the chorus on Refuge. and does extremely well with that. But going back to your question, the order of the songs is very important. Even with the Wishes album, I wanted it to be an album experience, which you don't really get with all these singles and streaming. But yeah, I wanted to start off this by saying, okay, here's Ride. Here's what you're used to with that, Meg. You've got your acoustic guitar. You've got a little bit of a delay repeat, which you're not used to. And then you've got the soft-spoken songs and then all the harmonies and the strings. And then the second song is like, but here's what this album is about. Here's 7.5 minute grandiose.
Tidal wave. It's a tidal
wave. Tidal wave, yeah. And arguably, it goes by pretty quickly. And then how I picked Refuge next, it's a strong song. Dave Jackowitz just kills it because it's actually hard to play on the rhythm section. And you see Drew kind of shaking his wrist at the end of it whenever we play it.
All that you say you love is all you have it on. All that I say I love keeps me from falling apart.
Tell us about recording process.
We recorded at Temper Mill Studios, owned by David Feeney, worked with the amazing Jake Shives, did also do some of the recording at Soundscape Studios, and that's Tim Smith's studio in Royal Oak. We had 2 days to do the first 5 songs, and that includes having our out-of-state guest do a cameo on the title track. It was a really great experience. We had a lot of visitors because of our special guests, and also friends and family came to support the people working in the studio. And so for 2 days, it's nothing but creating, which is amazing. The title of the album and the title track is called Avec Muscles. That's improper French, roughly meaning with muscles. Hobie Eklund, the bass player for Majesty Crush, he agreed to play a song that I wrote. I arranged it with him in mind, hoping I could pitch him. And I did a cover of a Majesty Crush song from their record, Sans Muscles. I reached out to all the surviving members of the band. They said, hey, what do you think? So I started a dialogue that way. Coincidentally, that same summer, Third Man Records put out Southeast of Saturn compilation, which is a compilation of all the local shoegaze bands from the 90s. And the feature was Majesty Crush, their song Number One Fan. So I built a relationship with Hobie and got him to agree to interview with Third Men Podcast, which is a fan podcast. And we became acquainted through the interview and then followed up later and said, I had this crazy idea. We're going in the studio. Would you like a bass on our record? And he's like, oh yeah, totally. And he was called Muscles in Majesty Crush. Their last album was Sans Muscles, Without Muscles. So I have the nerve to create an album and a song called Avec Muscles, which is basically with Hobie. He showed up from Los Angeles and recorded the hook on Avec Muscles. Even as he was sending me the drafts recorded on his cell phone, immediately picked up on his bass playing style and immediately took me to that place. Later, I said to him, you know, I have a friend who did our trip video, Darren Williams of Gravity Red Productions. He moved out to Los Angeles. Would you mind getting together with Darren and doing the music video for Avec Muscles? And of course, he says, yeah, totally. So I introduced them with one email. And then a couple months later, I got a music video back. So Hobie's just an extremely talented and unique bass player. He will be here for the release show. And I am also happy to say that he has agreed to allow Atmeg to perform multiple Majesty Crush songs with him on stage as like the release show's finale. This all just came together. I don't even think I mentioned that I'm a huge fan of theirs. It's the kind of thing where you're like, well, what if this happened? Well, what if that happened? Well, it's crazy. You know, those things are happening.
Or for some combinations, a hit from either side. I'll question why it happens for the entire ride, but okay.